A word for you from Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Now this last part of the text makes us think, well, what does he mean when it comes to two masters? Is it all about money? Well, the theme of this part in the Sermon of the Mount has been about money, where the Lord says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your heart is, there your treasure will be, and where your treasure is, there your heart will be. The Lord knows that money, finances, resources, comfort, whatever term you give to it, is of great importance to people. And in many cases, and maybe you listening right now, it can actually become your master. Instead of you mastering it, it masters you. I heard recently a testimony of a person who was involved in drugs. He said, I started out by smoking my drug and eventually it smoked me. In other words, he was controlled totally by his addiction. Now, we might think, well, treasure, money, that's not a bad addiction. After all, we need to live. It's normal. Well, it is, except the Lord is saying, be careful where your heart is. Be careful about your attitude towards these things. And the Lord is saying, you can't serve both money and God. That's the basic meaning of this. Because you will either love the one and hate the other, and you will be devoted to one and despise the other. We would think we can do both at the same time, don't we? We don't hate the one. If we love money, it doesn't mean that we hate God. That's our claim. But in actual fact, God sees it like that. If you are in love with the things of the world, even with money, which we need, and the Lord does point out in other places, and in the New Testament it does speak about the importance of money. But here, where is your heart? To what are you devoted? Are you busy storing up treasure on earth or in heaven? You see, the one will command you. It's either God or it is money. And we need to bring money under the control of God and say, Lord, it is all yours. For in fact, it is. He is the giver of all good gifts. So bring it to the altar and allow him to direct you on how to use that which is earthly. Because it's not sinful in itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil.